This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Breaking the law, breaking the law. The answer.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You are listening to a fire-breathing patriot. Completely uncontrolled, teleprompter-free, the opposite of polished, the opposite of cool. So, I'm just here to put some action in my life, I'm here to tell you. What happens when they break the law so much that not breaking the law becomes criminal? That the too-big-to-fail corruption spreads so horribly that there seems to be no end to it. But instead of civilization collapsing as it's done before and giving us a reprieve from the tyrants, even though it's a painful reprieve, it's better than tyranny. And the engine of dehumanization that follows, the great battering ram of dehumanization. But what happens when technocracy can hold up the false reality? Humanity will now be taken into realms of which we have never experienced. I want to take a lot of your phone calls this hour. I took one call last hour, so I'm not doing too well. I'm going to try to take as many of your calls as I can. If you just joined us, Hillary set to debate Donald Trump for 90 minutes next week. Can she make it? Will she show up? Will she be there? Will she have a coughing fit? Will she collapse? That's three different bets, isn't it? Will she make it? Will she show up? That's one. Another bet, I guess there's four, is what will her stunt be if she doesn't show up? Three, will she have a coughing fit? Or will she completely collapse? Or five, will she have to, like, delay it for 20 or 30 minutes? And I mean, how are they going to pull this off? This is like 50 times worse than I was like 6 years old and still cared about Christmas. And like you're 3 months out from Christmas and, you know, you're already hearing Christmas music, but you want to know when you're going to get the presents. I mean, this is torture, but in a good way. How could anybody say they're bored? We're going to go to Eric, Michael, George, Clifford, Scott, and many others. Let's go to Eric in California. Eric, thanks for calling.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir.
She needs brain force or female vitality, first of all. Second of all, you know, if she does make it, Trump is going to chew her up, so she might collapse because Trump is going to eat her up so bad. And she probably right now resting, highly drugged up, you know, getting ready. But honestly, they might know something is coming, so we might not even make it to the debate. You know what I mean?
And I agree. They've got CNN. You know, writers saying something's big coming, that nothing will matter soon. So don't worry, Trump people. You think you're going to win? Oh, yeah, wait when the big thing happens in the next month. We're like, well, what is it?
Yeah, and then somebody needs to bring George Soros to justice, you know, because it's getting real serious. He's been caught red-handed, and it's that serious, you know. It's like, I don't understand the people in power, Obama and all these other people. They're talking about everything except for what's real, you know. And
did you hear that clip earlier of Obama saying America's got to give up sovereignty at the UN?
That's what I'm saying. They're giving away the internet and all this. Everybody's sitting around praising this man, and he's giving away the government.
Exactly. That's why I feel so crazy right now, because I can't cover it all. 9 days from now, they hand the internet over to the UN.
So, you know, I'm feeling really some type of way about all this, and I wish I had more power to be able to do something. All I could do is, you know, try to change people's minds that are...
Well, that's an important question, Eric. Are you feeling what I'm feeling?
Definitely. I go to a therapist, and tell my therapist all this, I got high anxiety because of all this, you know?
I do, too. And by the way, statistics show people that don't listen to this show and people that aren't politically involved, they're having the highest anxiety of anybody. So it's not just us. The whole world is picking up on the stuff that's going on. We are on the edge of just incredibly bad things happening. Almost all the honeybees are dying. All these wars are getting started. We're run by crazy people. Debt bubbles are about to implode. The German government says get ready for collapse. I don't know. I don't know what's coming, but my gut level instinct's never been wrong, and it's on fire right now. I have never felt like this, okay? In 20-plus years on air, I have never felt this concern. We're going to take more of your calls straight ahead. Great points, Eric. You're awesome. We'll be back. Thanks for calling.
Great news! Alex Jones' latest podcasts are now available free on your phone. Just dial 701-719-9960. Save it to your contacts. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone updates automatically and is a free service. Super easy and includes audio controls. Press 4 to rewind and 6 to fast forward. 20 seconds per tap. The Alex Jones Podcast by phone. Call now. 701-719-9960. That's 701-719-9960.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right, here's the big question. Will Hillary Clinton come in and try to suspend the debate next week where she's going to be head-to-head with Donald Trump for 90 minutes from 8 o'clock Central to 9:30 Central? We're going to be here covering it live with the actual feed because now it's open to the public. Anybody can get the feed from the university. We're going to be carrying it, so it won't be us talking over it the whole time, but us. That's how we're able to carry other debates, because we have analysis and critique on it. We'll do that for a couple hours after the debate and take your calls, and also for an hour before the debate. But my big question is, will Hillary even make it to the debate? And if she does, will she fall down? Or will she have another coughing fit? Now, there's a new story up on InfoWars.com that is extremely important. It is red-linked. And it's an article by Paul Joseph Watson. Alert, the October surprise will be a violent provocation blamed on Trump. Hillary is desperate and will resort to dirty tricks. You're also in negotiation, basically, with the family of Obama, the Kenyan folks that got the video of him visiting Kenya that's never been seen, of him bad-mouthing America and white people. Paul Watson is in negotiation. They say they're giving it to us. That article is up on InfoWars.com. I mean, we're a major news source, and we're a news provider, and we get all these whistleblowers and data dumps. It makes my head spin. And by the way, I'm not complaining, but you heard the last caller saying he's having all this anxiety about what's happening. I am too, but that's normal. You have anxiety for a reason. If you see a white van pull up and some guy telling your five-year-old in the backyard to get in it, you have a bunch of anxiety. That anxiety is to make you go out there and save your kid and probably call the police and, if you need to, kick that person, you know, into next week. I mean, that's why we have these anxieties. And it's not just our listeners. Everybody I talk to, and the studies are out. Times of London, New York Times. Anxiety is at an all-time high in the modern world. But it's also an all-time high in the third world because all these unnatural, dangerous things are happening. Humanity is in crisis. I don't say that to be negative or to have fear porn. I say that so people are aware of it, so we can recognize the good, the bad from the ugly, so we can try to turn off of this course, which is starting to happen. And the globalists are panicking because of that. So many people say, Alex, why don't you be more positive and believe good things are going to happen? Great things are happening because we're admitting the problems we have. If I had a skin cancer and denied I had it and just let it grow and kill me, I'd be a fool with magical thinking. But if I went and got it cut off or took the right herbs or whatever you believe in, whatever helped, then I would be proactive. And I'm here exposing globalists because I know when we expose them, it defeats them. This act is extremely positive. If you had a big cyst on the bottom of your foot, one time I stepped on a nail, didn't even tell my parents about it. Went all the way through my foot. About 2 weeks later, it all swole up. I was like 10 years old. My foot was had a swelling the size of a baseball. And I went to the doctor, and they lanced it. It was so gross. And all this blood and pus poured out. But I felt so good by the time I got home. The pain was gone, basically. Like, well, that's really gross, you know, admitting you had all that pus and your foot was about to rot off. I was a tough kid. I just ignored stuff. We were in a construction site running around playing in it, you know how kids do, and step on a nail through a board, and I'm going to keep playing. I'm just going to ignore this. I wasn't ignoring it about a week and a half later, when a green and purple and yellow stuff was pouring out of it. So, yeah, that's ugly. Yeah, that's gross. And it stunk, by the way. The doctor was even going, ugh. But I'm telling you, it saved my life. And we're here trying to admit, hey, our foot's swollen. We're going to get gangrene here. We got to get the pus out. And that's what I'm doing. And I've gone a little crazy doing it. I'll be honest, because the energy level is rising. The responsibility level is rising. And for whatever amount of power the devil gives his people, God's giving us that much power back. And it's like tying into a high power tension wire. I mean, this is hard to handle. Everybody who's fighting tyranny is getting it. The discernment, the understanding, the energy, it's all intensifying right now. This is a magic time to be alive, folks. This is metaphysical, what's happening. Don't make any mistakes about that. And it's only going to get crazier from here on out. I want to go to your phone calls right now. We've got George in Connecticut and Michael in New Hampshire and Carl in Florida and Clifford is actually up next in Delaware, and Scott. We're going to get to all of you this hour. Again, Paul Watson has a key report. Alert, the October surprise will be a violent provocation blamed on Trump. Hillary is desperate and will resort to dirty tricks. We'll talk to Paul and play that report coming up in the next hour. That's up on Infowars.com. But let me hit this right now, or I'll never get to all the news. Let me hit this right now, and we'll get back to your calls. We've known that terrorists have been coming into Europe with the refugees. ISIS 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago said in press releases, we've already flooded you with millions. We're going to flood you with millions more. A large percentage are our people. We're going to have asymmetrical attacks. And then a year later, the attacks started. And the media would be like, are these terror attacks? Are these ISIS related? Weeks after they admit they were attacks to keep you in the dark. The media knows. And again, then the government takes our rights away, doesn't kick them out. People say, well, this is a false flag. The government's evil, Alex. Why are you saying there's Islamic attacks? They're all fake. No, bringing them in is the false flag. It's real terror groups. This is a major Islamic Sunni jihad worldwide. So now, this is a story from the Houston Chronicle. It's posted up on Infowars.com. Texas, God bless our governor, threatens to, I don't mean the one that won Dancing with the Stars last night. Texas, though that was cute, I saw it this morning. Texas threatens to exit the federal refugee program over terrorist concerns. They won't even tell Governor Abbott the numbers that are coming, and this is ongoing for 2 years. Now, they've been forced at the State Department to admit that they know terrorists are coming in. That is intentional harm. Aiding and abetting terrorists. If you or I did that, 20, 30 years in prison, we deserve it. The government does it, Obama does it, and it's supposedly okay. No, it's not okay when the president commits crimes. Nixon thought that, and see what happened to him. And boy, 20 years ago, I thought Nixon was a bad guy, and he did do some bad stuff, but that guy was a patriot compared to what we got. He thought he was doing it for America. These people are doing it to intentionally screw us. So there's like a murder one intent. Nixon was unintentionally doing stuff that hurt the country and was illegal. This stuff is openly, flagrantly, nakedly, just it's crazy town. I mean, I'll give the globalists this. They are brazen. So we've got the State Department admits ISIS smuggling in terrorists among refugees. And then we got the State Department takes heat for Clinton's pay-for-play scheme where you just give them money and you get an appointment. We got Michael McCall, Texas congressman, admits we don't have the ability to vet refugees. We've known this the whole time. They don't vet them on purpose because they're Wahhabist invaders of Syria. They're not Syrian refugees. They're the globalist army, the Islamic globalist army that got its butt handed to it by the Syrians and by the Russians. Our government, our criminal government, started this 6 years ago. They even got that in the Snowden movie. When they turn the power off nationwide before the jihad attack. I tell you, this is sick. The people around our country are really sick. No, there were some Christians in Syria, though, and that was the target. Now, if that doesn't make sense geopolitically, it's spiritual, folks. When you look at money, that's how they control us. The top globalists don't care about money. Hillary's a minion and wants money. She's a lower-level demon. The top generals, they're not about money. They're about killing Christians and innocents. Let's go to the clip of the State Department admits ISIS smuggling and terrorists.
We feel good that it is it's done appropriately, it's done thoroughly, that the vetting is good. And the president has talked about the fact that we're going to up the number of total refugees to more than 100,000 for fiscal year 17. Yeah. I wouldn't debate the fact that there's the potential for ISIS terrorists to try to insert themselves, and we've seen that in some of the refugee camps in Jordan and in Turkey where they're trying to insert themselves into the population. Right. But again, the vetting process, while not perfect, is very, very stringent. And it can take almost up to 2 years for a single refugee to make it to the country.
All right, then that's State Department spokesman Rear Admiral John Kirby. Notice they use, like, you know, these American Patriot type guys that look like, you know, Mr. America to sit there and push this crap. That guy knows it's far worse than they're saying. The numbers are probably 50 times what they're saying. I mean, there's 50 to 100,000 refugees in Austin alone. They are crawling all over the place. North, south, east, west. Drive past a park. Hundreds. Women in burkas. Go to the mall. Burkas everywhere. Burkas everywhere. Let's go to this other clip. State Department takes heat for Clinton's pay-for-play scheme. This just gets into all the corruption. Same thing.
I know you've been answering a lot of questions about pay-for-play. Now, it turns out that 194 donors, either to the Hillary Clinton campaign or to the Clinton Foundation, were awarded slots on State Department advisory boards. And it certainly is not illegal. That does happen. But it does, the whole pay-for-play thing comes into the question about people who simply gave money to the Clintons wind up on these State Department advisory boards?
Well, I've seen the press reporting on this. I haven't actually seen the actual list that you're talking about, but I am aware of the story. So I'm afraid I don't have much to confirm the actual information in there. That said, and I won't speak for the decisions that they made when Secretary Clinton was Secretary of State, what I can tell you is that these advisory boards are important. They do help us do a better job at the State Department.
This is all a bit whitewash. If you're a TV viewer, I want to back this up because it was just on a clip of Hillary. What's with that weird great white shark cresting thing she does? I've talked about this before, but the more I look at her, it's like she's not human. How she's wearing a rubber mask where she walks on stage and like, "Hi, I'm Hillary Clinton." You know, it's like, what, like demon leaves her or something? And she... collapse. I mean, like, it's like the Joker. If you put green paint on her, she's ready to star in the next Batman. I mean, she's way creepier than the guy that committed suicide that played the Joker, and he was pretty darn, you know, darn creepy. We'll be back with your phone calls straight ahead. Your calls, George and others, Clifford, you name it. Stay with us.
An affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. The second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
this September, a few months ago. Or it was republished. I guess this happened back in July. Man attacked while predicting ISIS attack. It turned out to be basically a prophet. He's in New York. He says ISIS is coming in. They're in the refugees. ISIS admits they're coming in with the refugees. And they're going to get massive numbers here and then start attacking us. You know, Donald Trump's not bad, saying vet them. And they attack the poor guy. And then a few months later, exactly what he says ends up happening. And look, my point is, you can say the terror threat's overblown. You can say whatever you want. And I agree. It's overblown in that they let these people in, they attack us, and then we're told we have to be all spied on by the NSA. But this latest attacker's dad told him 2 years ago he was a terrorist going to the Middle East to train to attack, and the government did nothing. And then it turns out the FBI had him on a list but didn't do anything again. It's a joke. You let him in here so that society becomes unstable so you can come in and end our free society. You bring people in who aren't compatible with a free society. Let me give you a better analogy. There's a great party going on. 200 people are there. It's on the seaside. There's a big pool. There's a band playing jazz. And you want to ruin the party, and you take a big old pitcher of crap you've been saving up at home every morning, and you go in there and you dump all those turds in the punch bowl. And then you sit there and say, hey, I've got to shut this party down. Because that would shut the party down. It'd be so gross and so disgusting, no more party. George Soros has crapped in the punch bowl. And that's George Soros and his son. They climb up at your party, pull their drawers down, hang their hairy butts over the punch bowl, and then crap all over us and tell us they're messiahs. Excuse my French, but I mean, I've had it with these people. So that's all coming up, too. Let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. Who is up first? Is it Clifford or is it George? I think George is actually first, then Clifford. George, you're on the air. Will Hillary make the debate?
I think she's not going to make it, but I think everybody should take a look at some of the pictures of Hillary on the web before and after she falls over. I mean, she went on a great diet. She lost 20 pounds and a lot of fat around the face, too. I mean, which Hillary are we going to have at the debate? One of the three clones she has there? And, it's ridiculous. I think Trump should go into the debate with placards or little signs like Perot did, you know, with the illustrations and everything, all the lies and all the dead bodies and things like that. And, you know, say, Hillary, can you explain why these people always drop dead just before they're supposed to testify? You know, I mean, this is just a coincidence, right? I mean, so what do you have, 50 people in a row?
Well, I'll tell you, George, that's a whole other question, is what is Trump going to hit her with? So, A, do you think she's going to show up? You brought up the whole body double thing. I don't know if that's really going on. I know LBJ did it. Some other presidents did it. In the 21st century, with HD, even the best body doubles aren't very usable in something like a debate. I mean, this would be the biggest Academy Award-winning actress ever if she, A, looked like Hillary and could pull it off. I mean, people are calling it a body double because she looks so bad just compared to a few months ago. But, you know, now she's trying to morph into Donald Trump. She's styling her hair like his. She's standing in front of the airplane like he does. She's saying, you know, have strong vetting of refugees like he says. So who knows? But if she does make the debate, do you think she'll make it through 90 minutes? I mean, I don't know how she can make it when she can never stand up more than 15 minutes. What will the demonic chipmunk do?
I don't think it's possible, but maybe we're going to have some help from the president since he's going to be the chairman of the UN Security Council, I hear.
Well, he already was for a while. That was very treasonous. He did that, 6 years ago for a, 8 months term or however it works. Is it varies 6 months to a year? I think he served 8 months as the head of the UN Security Council while he was the president. Totally illegal. Just another way to, again, do you know what, the punch bowl. And the name of this segment will be titled George Soros Craps in America's Punch Bowl. Excuse me, folks, but the allegory fits, so I must use it. I'm not normally a vulgar person, but only vulgarity matches that of the repose of the great demon king, George Soros. Clifford, Scott, Carl, Anthony, your calls are straight ahead. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The speeches are so short, though. They don't last long. You know, they're like, 10 minutes, let's get out of here. Go back home and go to sleep. 3 days later, she gets up and she does another one and goes back home and goes to sleep.
Please let that man be president.
Oh, boy, is ISIS hoping for her. Is China hoping? You imagine China? They come in. You ever negotiate with the Chinese? They're tough. They're tough. You got to hit them back with a lot of energy.
That was a month ago. That was in the middle of August. We're now 21 days into September. The big debate's coming up next Monday. And he sent out a bunch of tweets yesterday saying, where is she? She's canceled these events. Now she won't be seen until the debate next Monday. And when they have her disappear for 3-4 days, she's able to come out, do a 15-20-minute speech, start coughing as soon as she walks off the stage, and stumble. And then when she's on her airplane doing individual press interviews, they're very short, they're very quick, she looks bombed out of her brain on suppressants, which is what you take when you have a brain tumor or epileptic episodes, brain tumor causing epileptic episodes. And the word we've got is brain tumor. And that it's spread to her lungs as well. And I have that from super high-level sources whose voices shake when they tell me it. Because it's not good to be one of those whistleblowers. I am a madman, as everyone knows. That's why you get the information here. And by the way, I don't want to be the guy that gives you the information. Other people won't do it. I'll do it. Same thing Trump's doing. Other people won't step up at the plate and take on the globalist and take their neck off our throat. Trump's doing it. By the way, he's not perfect. You know, he says Snowden's a traitor, execute him and stuff, because he's this old school deal where, hey, you give up our secrets, we're going to kill you. That's why he's going up against the globalists, that Hillary's selling us out. It pisses him off if you sell us out to foreign powers. Trump is not very tech savvy. He's got advisors, and they're not saying kill Snowden. But he doesn't use the internet, folks, other than Twitter. That's a no. So none of us are perfect. That's like what he said. We got to bring the refugees in. They're Christians. They're being murdered. They went, sir, it's 0.4%. They're not letting the Christians out. They're bringing in unvetted Wahhabis. He said, shut them all down. They're not vetting them? People go, oh, he flip-flopped. No, as he gets better info, he moves to it and says, I got better info. He's called a leader. And quite frankly, next time I talk to him, either on air or off, I'll just say, you know, Snowden really is a hero, sir, and I think that's one area I disagree with you on. But you're talking to Donald Trump on the phone, you just have a tendency not to disagree with him, which is a problem. You know, I did challenge him the one time he came on. And by the way, we can get Donald Trump back on. I've left it alone because the thoughts are, is it good to come on or is it bad? And I can't say for 100% sure that they couldn't twist it to hurt Trump. And I don't want to be the guy who people point out and say, you know, you had him on and they tied him to this and that. And, you know, now Trump's lost. So I'm kind of like, maybe you shouldn't come on right now. Because it isn't that big a deal to get Trump on the air. That doesn't even really boost our ratings much. What does is breaking news, breaking major analysis, having, you know, a huge effect in the world, being able to, you know, to talk to Trump and bounce ideas around and see him understand it and actually, you know, research it and then do something about it. That's what's exciting. In fact, I would much rather have a 20-minute phone conversation with Donald Trump than even have him on air, because it's that private type of conversation. I missed a phone call from him just a few weeks ago. I get so upset when I do, and it's just like, because, I mean, I'm going to have a real talk with Donald Trump. That's what's important, because he's real, folks. And it's just an amazing time to be alive, because I don't care about Hollywood stars. I used to not care much. I mean, I don't care at all. I was at Hollywood parties 10 years ago. There'd be like 20 people there, and Brad Pitt would be there, and I was just boring talking to Brad Pitt. Boring, boring, boring. I was like, let's get out of here and go, you know, to a national park and hike or something. That'd be fun, right? Or let's try to go surfing. I heard I can take surf lessons around here. And I'll just leave and go surfing. I mean, but people never been there. They don't know how empty it is. So they think it's magic. It's powerful. It's incredible. You know how boring it is to be an actor? It's a joke. It's all a joke. I piss on Hollywood. And I don't say that from some power trip perspective. What I do love, though, is learning that every actor I had a weird connection to and really liked, and it was something about them that I just felt like they were family, and then you find out they're a patriot, and you find out they're into what you do, and they're daily listeners, then there's a kinship, and that's exciting. That's exciting. But not because they're Hollywood stars, but because a Kurt Russell is so cool. A Jeff Bridges is so cool. That's what's cool about that, is that you always knew there was something about them, there was something real about them, and it's because they're patriots. So when I talk about Donald Trump and admiring him, it's not because he's famous. In fact, when I saw him as a TV host and a hotel owner and a golf course owner, I was kind of like, yeah, you know, cheesy. Okay, he's got a hot wife. Boring. Pop media. Don't want to know about Trump. So I started putting two and two together. I'm going to your calls. about 3 years ago. I'm like, why is this famous person I'm having dinner with bringing up Donald Trump? Like, oh, here, like another glass of wine. What do you think about Donald Trump? And you're sitting there going, the casino owner? I don't know. Guy with orange hair? I don't know anything about it. And you're fired. Because, you know, I know about politics and stuff. I'm kind of blind to a lot of pop stuff. I'm like, well, Donald Trump's a patriot, and he's going to be, you know, trying to take America back and stuff. And, you know, kind of likes what you're doing. And you're like going, huh? Can we move on to the discussion? But the third or fourth time that happened, I'm like, what's going on here? And then it all started to click, Trump the whole time. And I've confirmed this, has known what's going on. Before I was born, he knew. His dad knew. They've been anti-New World Order like John Birch people for 50-something years. I don't mean like in the John Birch Society, but basically that informed. And that's why the globalists have dossiers on the Trumps. They are in terrified fits. And the emails from the State Department, the White House, Bohemian Grove, Bilderberg, all of it, they are in a panic. Because Donald Trump knows he can't lose. Donald Trump is ready for them to gut him down. When he gets out right in front of people in California, they block the road and just walks right in front of them. When he just stands there grandstanding, when somebody rushes the stage, he goes to knock him out. He knows he can't lose. He gets in as a president, he's going to fight for this country. And he knows as long as he fights for it and does his best job, you're going to support him, he wins. They blow him away, he becomes a huge martyr for liberty, he wins. He stepped into destiny. And not many men I know out there understand that being a man means stepping into destiny. You're watching history and destiny unfold right now. And like a race car, I apologize. A lot of days I come in here and I'm scatterbrained and I'm angry and I'm upset because there's just thousands of things I want to say and so many angles I want to cover and so many important things and there's no way to get to it all. But I'm just here to tell you, I love the viewers and listeners. I thank you. I'm humbled by your support. I know I'm a train wreck half the time, but our spirits are the same. God bless you, and I thank you for all you do. I'm going to go to your phone calls now. You've been holding long enough. We have Watson joining us with a huge bombshell news coming up, a special report. We've got so much to get to, but let me just say this briefly. Buckley ran in during the last break. I think they have a screenshot of it ready. We're number 30-something. We'll have to put it on screen so I can give you the actual number. In just 2 days of the new InfoWars app, so we are number 30. I didn't remember exactly which 30. We are number 30 on the free apps on Apple of hundreds of thousands of apps in 2 days. 2 days, we are number 30. I mean, Xbox, the free app with hundreds of free games, you name it, is 27. Hundreds of billions of dollars pumped into Xbox. Hundreds of millions, no doubt, into their apps. And we are already in 48 hours on their tail. What do you think of that? Google Play Movies and TV is 31. InfoWars Live, just to give you a little snapshot of who you are. We are the future. We are the majority. When I tell you we have 30 million listeners a week, folks, that's what we can aggregate with our sensors. Experts believe that YouTube's vice president told me 2 years ago, we can track 5 billion views of your videos that have your name in it. You are the biggest thing on YouTube. Not political. The biggest thing. Let us kick everyone off that has your content and monetize it. And you can be getting $1 million a month instead of 30, 40,000. And I said, I'm not doing that. I want the information to get out. Maybe I should monetize, and then I could fund everything. But see, the problem is, I'd rather have, and that was 2 years ago, Lord knows what it is now. They can see that. I can't. Lord knows what that is now, because everybody's allowed to run our stuff and put ads on it. Because I don't care about the money. I care about the views. I care about changing people's minds. 5 billion views on other people's channels. 2 years ago, close to $1.5 billion conservatively on our own channels, right at $1 billion now on the Alex Jones channel. So when I say 5 billion views, that's 2 years old, folks. I don't know what it is now. Because when I didn't play ball, Google stopped talking to me. They were like, fly out to San Francisco. We'll fly out. Let's just get it on right now. Google's ready. Let's do it. And I said, well, I don't want to kick all these tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of videos off. I don't want to have that content loss. Yeah, but you understand, they're monetizing your content. And so a lot of them are you know, we want to make a special partnership with you where we're going to promote you, blah, blah, blah. But it was just like Facebook, too. Like, Facebook would like you to fly to New York and like to meet with you. But can you kind of knock it off a little bit? We can really help you. You know, you won't just have a couple million people on Facebook. How about 100 million, Alex? And I'm like, I've heard this before. No, how about no? How about never? Okay, I'm not. Why would I sell out to the New World Order? I mean, I'm not signing on to your spirit. You understand? I cannot get in bed with you because you're really disgusting to me, okay? I'd rather die than get in bed with you. You understand? I can't get excited around you. I mean, you know, if you want to use that metaphysical example, if your kids are listening, you know, tell them to turn away right now. I can't get it up for the New World Order. You understand that? See, I'm not with you. I'll never be with you. And I'm just an average person. I'm a nobody. Look at how one guy from Texas is like tearing the living hell out of you. Look at Donald Trump tearing you up. That's just people that are willing to stand up to you and don't care if you kill us. What are you going to do when more people stand up? Don't you get we're only the prototype? We're only the early version? It gets worse from here on out as the machines take on humanity, as you try to dehumanize us, as you shut us down. It gets worse for you. You're on the losing side. You're like a training droid. For us. That's all you are in God's plan. But you are so delusional because your little God has given you power that you think we're going to fail. 48 hours and we are defeating Google's free video app. We are two spaces behind Xbox with their app out for years. What does that tell you? It tells you massive numbers. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands, if not millions, have already downloaded the free app. Just an example of you. You have the power. You're the majority. And they do everything they can that you never figure that out. Where do you get the app? Infowars.com/app. Infowars.com/show has a link. Or go to the Droid or Apple stores. It's free. Go to the free section and type in Infowars Live. Free video feeds, audio feeds. We're about to add alerts, live events. I'm going to do special every day separately. I'm going to do whole shows every day, quite frankly. I'm going to start waking up at 3 a.m. and doing shows. Instead of walking around my house in the middle of the night, worried about stuff, I'm just going to literally turn it on in front of the couch by myself. We're going in, through, and beyond. All right, let's go to your calls. I've done okay. I've taken 7 or 8 calls. I'm going to take more now. Let's go to Clifford. In Delaware. Clifford, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, you can toot your own horn anytime, brother. You're doing a wonderful job.
Well, no, it's our horn, brother. The Liberty Movement's big and popular and sexy.
And I'm proud of you on a winning team. So I wanted to tell you, boss, that I believe that Hillary Clinton will make the debate. It's not going to be the whole debate. She'll probably make it about 45 minutes, and then our government will have already a crisis already on standby. It'll break loose, and then that'll be the end of the debate because they'll have to go to an emergency broadcast, and there will be no more debate for that evening. And that way it saves Hillary a fallout. And
well, that's what I'm thinking. I think because they control ISIS. Hillary literally founded it. They could have an ISIS attack right before to try to cancel it. I mean, they could do anything. I agree with you. What else do you think?
What else I think is I wanted to ask you that you know how, you know, the economy's propped up right now by the government. Everything's propped up. Just, you know, waiting for the, you know, for the right, you know, cue to go off. But my question is, how can we continue to allow migrants to come into the country if we wind up collapsing as a nation, like the economy collapses and then they issue martial law? They're going to be so tied up with getting us all rounded up and under control that how are they going to be able to control the migrants coming across the border, giving them the bus pass?
Well, that's all part of the hysteria, and the migrants already come from collapsed economies, so they'll just kind of hang out, you know, in migrant camps and in poor things and be used as a permanent underclass to drive down wages. But look, the globalists don't care. Soros will just manage whatever crisis happens, have his companies be appointed by the government as the managers, and then launder his own money back through his own organizations, exacerbating the crisis. That's what he does.
That's what you should do, Alex. Have a reward. Have people start donating to InfoWars for a reward to get, you know, for the apprehension. of George Soros. You know, I'll be another one.
You know, that sounds like a great idea. There's that, the problem is he is wanted in some countries. That gets into bounty hunting, very serious laws. If you don't do that right, it's a felony. So that's the reason we can't do that. Soros is mainly like a rotting figurehead of a larger evil iceberg under the water. What we do need is people to support us. God bless you. I appreciate your call, Clifford. We're going to go to break and come right back with Carl, with Scott, then Carl, then Anthony, Shane, and others. Now, speaking of money, we don't make money spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on a really cutting-edge app and then giving it out for free, but we do selling Super Male Vitality in X2. I'm just extending it because people really asked us to extend it until they got their paychecks. We have literally, Buckley was showing me, hundreds of emails came in saying, I'm getting paid Thursday or Friday. Please wait, I want 20% off of Super Male Vitality. So you got it. I'm going to extend it right through to next week, and we've got the methylcobalamin, vitamin B12. It's 80%. Methylcobalamin, 20% acetophil, I forget how you pronounce it. Point is, that activates the other 80%. It's the best formula out there from the researchers. You take it under your tongue, and it works amazingly. InfoWarsLife.com, that's 20% off as well. Whether it's water filtration, books, videos, Hillary for Prison shirts, that's how we move this war machine forward against the globalists. Our weapon is truth. So thanks for the support. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Look, one reason I don't like callers calling in telling me how great I am is that it's the fact that there's patriots all over this country and world that are awake is how we're even able to have a show like this. There's a market for the truth. And that builds economies of truth and builds systems based on truth. And that competes with the New World Order monopoly system that's going to replace humans in their own admission. And so don't thank me. I want to thank you. We're all in this symbiotically together. I mean, look at this. Microsoft will solve cancer within 10 years by reprogramming diseased cells. Do you really believe that the eugenicist that wants to reduce world population and says we should, you know, not take care of old people really wants to do that? I mean, he's a horrible person. But that is a question. Will the desires and dreams of good humans be able to defeat the desires of the evil folks that are in control? Exclusive. Doctor planning world's first head transplant. Say he is prepared for his Frankenstein surgery by reanimating human corpses. That's the type of stuff that's going on. High-fat cheese, the secret to healthy life. All these studies, it turns out, they knew for 50 years that natural high fats are essential to be healthy, live longer, and to make up your brain and tissues. They told you, though, don't have them and just have a bunch of sugar. What you don't want is trans fats. That's always been known. But see, a lot of complex, high-quality fat makes your brain work really well. They don't want you there. They want you in a brain fog. I mean, look, if I need energy, that cheese looks delicious. What's the name of that yellow in there in the middle? That is a really tasty one. A little Swiss cheese, whatever that is. Oh, my gosh. Talk about brain food. I mean, I get higher than a kite off a big old piece of cheese. Because that's what it is. Food is our energy. It's what we're meant to operate off of. Okay, I know I'm saying a lot of stuff that's common sense out there, but remember, the general public doesn't know that. That's why we're here to restore common sense. Like, hey, did you know the Trumps are out hunting Triceratops? That's terrible. I want them to be arrested. Hey, lady, Triceratops haven't lived in 20-something million years. But that shows how dumbed down these people are. We're here not grandstanding that we're smarter than them or informed. We're the folks that somehow got through the net and were able to be informed, had parents that cared about us or whatever the case was. We've got to reach out to these victims and say, listen, you're not an intellectual liberal. You're a drooling moron. The next hour is going to be totally jam-packed, and I'm not just saying that. I had like 2 hours of stuff I haven't gotten to yet. Get ready. But right now, let's continue with your calls. Scott in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. The debates, will Hillary show up? How can she?
Hey, Alex. 12-year listener, first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
Two quick things, Alex. First of all, I've listened to you over the years, and I've never felt the way I've been feeling the last few weeks, nightmares, anxieties, my gut churning. I truly believe in my heart of hearts we're not going to get this debate, Alex. I think something's going to happen in the next 5 to 6 days that's going to cancel the debate. Just my feeling in my gut.
I agree with you that I've never had trouble sleeping. I don't even call it nightmares. I just have the wildest, craziest political dreams every night. And I'm just like constantly waking up. I'm going to bed at like 9 at night now because I wake up so much. And then I get up early and early. I just go to bed at like midnight.
And the second thing, Alex, I have a family friend who works for Homeland Security. He's being sequestered from October 1st till the end of the year in an undisclosed location. He's not allowed to come home for the holidays, not allowed to contact his wife or family. I think something really major is coming down.
Has he ever done something like this before?
No, he has not. No, he's never been.
We know they have the UN and EU overseeing our election this year.
Yeah, it's just really, really scary, Alex, you know, and the area I live in here in Pennsylvania has always been blue. I live near Allentown, Bethlehem area. And I do a lot of driving around for my job. And I have not seen, no lie, I have not seen one Hillary sign except for a couple Hillary for prison signs.
Same here. I see hardly any of them in a Democrat city like Austin. That's what I mean. She has no crowds. It's all a hoax. It's all a giant hoax. And they're crazy enough to sell this hoax. And we've got 47 days out from the election. This is the most incredible time to ever be alive, folks, and you're living it. You're living it. We'll be back with the third and fourth hour. Thank you, Scott. Amazing caller. Great points. Carl, you're up next. Get ready.